right, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks for joining us here on the Drivecast today. We just finished up the I Have Questions series this Sunday, and one of the things that I've really appreciated about this series is I think it has provided a unique opportunity to do some equipping of the church, Lord willing, on studying scriptures on our own. I think sometimes what can happen is when we sit down to read the Bible, maybe you get your cup of coffee and you start to read, you can read passages like the ones we read today, and the result can be confusion, therefore then frustration. And I think what the enemy can do is sow a seed of maybe distrust of the scriptures in us. When we read Romans 3:28, for example, which says, "For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law." And then we read James 2:24 that says, "You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone." If we don't feel like we know how to work through that, and it's difficult to do, it's been one of the central arguments for the last, you know, five centuries, we can become frustrated, I think. And so what I've really appreciated about this series is the opportunity to present some principles of interpretation and really work through the texts. And so this past Sunday, I really focused in on the word justified or justification, because both James and Paul use that word, and they reference or pull from the same Greek root word. And so it's really confusing. And so with that being said, I identified, okay, what is the original word being used? And the word being used is dikaio, and the definition given is to justify, to declare righteous, to acquit. And so really, while the same word is being used in different forms in both Romans 3:28 and James 2:24, there's the potential that Paul could be using justify to say in one definition of the word justification, or in James, he could be using a different one. And so we had to figure out, well, what do they mean by justification? And do they mean the same thing? Because if they mean the same thing, then we do have a problem. But if by chance they mean something different, well, then we can come to a confident conclusion. And so we worked through, and the one of the principles that I've laid out for Marion every single week is that genre and context interpretation and meaning. And so genre, context, direct interpretation, meaning. And so with that being said, we worked through Romans, seeing that Romans is very much a theological treatise. I mean, it lays out theologically what it is we are to think about how God goes about the process of saving lost people. And the resounding answer to that is faith. We are justified. We are declared righteous through faith. All of us need saving. That's what Paul walks through in 1-3. Chapters 1-3, and then he continues to lay that argument out. And the genre specifically with the book of Romans is a diatribe, which is a form of writing that was typical of Roman philosophers and preachers, where they would ask questions and then answer those questions that they themselves asked as a way to build a strong and coherent argument. And so what we found through looking through the context of Romans and the way in which Paul is writing is that the definition of justification that Paul is using is to declare righteous, which of course is different than to acquit. If you an acquittal is when someone is understood to not be guilty. But the reality is, as Paul lays out in Romans 1-3, is that we're all guilty. And so it's not that we're not found guilty, it's that we're declared righteous by the righteous work of Christ in our place. And so then the question becomes, well, does James, does he use the same definition of justification when he says, you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone? And so once again, we looked at genre and context. Well, James is like the Proverbs of the New Testament. It's very practical. It's not as much theological. It's about how we live out our faith. It's about the things that we do in response to the faith we have. And so we came to the conclusion that James is using justification in the sense that we are to justify or to give evidence or proof of the faith that we hold. The example that I gave for the definition of to justify is when I was a junior in high school, I was taking pre-calculus, and my pre-calculus teacher, as I would hand in my homework, she would look at it for a couple of seconds, and she would write on the top of it, "Justify your answers," and hand me back my homework. The problem was, I was writing down answers without enough evidence of how I got those answers. And she was saying, "You need to show me how you worked through this problem. You need to justify your answer." And James is using that form of justification. He is not saying that we are declared righteous by God by our works. He is saying we justify our faith. We prove our faith by our works. We prove that our faith is valid, that it is real, that it is authentic when we do good works. And so that's the tension we work to resolve, and hopefully this isn't overly redundant from Dean and Kale over the last 2 days, but that then brings up just a couple of practical questions. If we justify our faith, or we reveal our faith to be real through our good works, how are we personally working out our faith? What are the good works we're doing in response to the faith that we have? Are we doing good works in response to the faith we have? And with all of that being said, I hope the Lord gives us clarity on, hey, here's a step you could take. Here's something, maybe it's your neighbor who needs their lawn mown. Maybe it's, a family member who needs cared for. Maybe it's the amount of kids that the Lord has blessed this church with need to be invested in and taught about who Jesus is. All of those are simple things we can do as an expression of the faith that we hold. Because the reality is, we are deserving of wrath, but we get grace instead. And we respond to that by loving others around us, doing things for others as a way to point them toward Jesus and as a way to reveal the faith that we hold. And so with all of that being said, I do want to close today by just praying for us. And as always, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Lord, thank you for your word, that it is trustworthy and true, even when it's difficult to understand. God, would you help us live out our faith, prove that we have a faith by the works that we do, not so that we will be saved, but because we are saved. What would flow from us is an outpouring of love toward others expressed in good works. And so, Lord, do that in us for your glory, for the good of those around us, and for the good of ourselves as well. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.